This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Understanding what's going on, the American Family Farm. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. Every week together at this time and in podcast form, some of the conversations that we have are translated at that website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And as it turns out, every week thousands of people go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and take advantage of the information that's here. Because that's what we're about, information and help. Actually, the current podcast has some pretty good news for family farmers when it comes to the tariffs. The White House suggesting that there are a lot of things that will change. And so actually I have an update. So if you want to follow the trend when it comes to the discussion, the trade talks, you can get the update every week on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I mean, there are other places you can get it. But I have a unique sort of spin on this in that I am an active farmer, raising dairy heifers, producing a lot of hay, probably grow some hemp on the farm next year as well. There was a lady that was a guest with us here, and her presence is now felt on the American Family Farmer Show podcast. The lady's named Garrett Quealy, talking about her book. She kind of takes apart Shakespeare, an interesting look at a compendium of all of the named plants that appear in all of the things written by Shakespeare. I thought it was a different twist on things, so I thought you'd enjoy listening to her for a while. And then I talk about the effect that bees have on our lives and why so many are dying. So if you want to get a twist on that, check out the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, we're going to talk to the lady who's written a book called Keep the Cows. It's a novel about dairy farms and farmers, which is set here in New England, and I think it has a lot of merit because there's so much focus on dairy, the tough times, dairy farmers taking steps to try to salvage what they have. It is that. We're in a salvage mode now when it comes to dairy farms and dairy farmers. There are a number of things that people are suggesting. The markets and margin protection programs that the government has. There's some research on what kind of cows are best when it comes to if you're transitioning. A lot of people are to organic. And that's a possibility for a lot of farmers, I think. It isn't inexpensive, but there are programs that you can use to get into it. And the value, I think the last time I checked, the value is about $30, just a little under $30 a hundredweight, which is 10, 12, maybe even, excuse me, maybe even more than that. The regular price for the supported price at the pool, excuse me, here in New England, is about $16, I think, now. So $12 to $14 difference in what you get paid to go organic. But it's not easy to do. It just is a way to keep the lifestyle going and to keep producing good milk. I thought it was also, in these hours, I take a few minutes for some news and updates, that sort of thing at the beginning before we talk to our guest, and I'll have some commentary later on. I thought it was interesting, the USDA's Undersecretary for Trade, Ted McKinney, is now talking about opening new markets for farmers as part of this trade, the continuing focus on global trade partnerships. And one of the things he told the United Fresh Produce Association is that there are a lot of untapped markets for agricultural products, namely Africa. So apparently there's a large delegation, and I guess this is, again, good news, as long as it doesn't become overcome with the big, huge agribusinesses doing all the pushing
getting all the benefits.
But there are a lot of customers in South Africa, Angola, Botswana, Madagascar, Mauritania, Mozambique, Namibia, Swaziland, Zambia, Zimbabwe. So the cultural and trade people are going into these areas to try to get more exports. Last year, exports in these areas went up 25% from where they'd been the year before. There's more trade opening up in Europe, in England, Scotland, Ireland, because the barriers have been taken down. Although there are those who say it just benefits big business and big ag. If more of their stuff is going overseas, maybe more of our stuff that's good from the local family farmer will be on the market and in the hands of people at the farmers markets and maybe even folks going to the farms to see what goes on and take advantage of the situations that present themselves there. The administration say they're trying to fix problems that have been very difficult for a long time. You can't do that overnight. Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't. Under the circumstances, the trade thing is usually beyond most people's understanding, their pay grade. The trilateral trade agreement that was just announced between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is going to be helpful, I think, to all farmers. Again, hopefully the benefit doesn't all go to the huge multinational ag corporations. And they all have a presence anyway in Canada and Mexico, so it's to their benefit. But apparently the trade under this new agreement will grow by 370% in the next 5 or 6 years. Fresh fruit, vegetable sales, that sort of thing. $25 billion a year or more in produce going to these two countries. So, and we have a strong relationship. We knew that was just a play on Trump's part to see if he could, you know, he does that. He throws stuff against the wall to see if it sticks, and sometimes it does. There are a lot of hot issues, by the way. I don't think the farm bill has been settled yet. A lot of people are trying to figure out how this is going to work, but they're still working on one of the parts of it that bothers a lot of people is the implementation of this freedom of fresh produce, whatever that new deal is that you're supposed to have all kinds of inspections, the government, that kind of stuff. That's still being debated. The Senate more active in this than the House, which I also find to be pretty interesting. The House so concerned about their re-elections, but in places where there are farms, you think they'd be catering or interested in what's going on in the farm, but I don't see much of that activity at all. So we'll wait to see kind of what happens. We are less than a month away from the election. How many of you are thinking about candidates? Have you made your choices? And upon what data and information do you make your choice? I know what I'm doing. I'm voting against everybody who's there because they are doing the delegation I have, not doing a damn thing for the farmer. Nothing. So let's vote for somebody else, see if we can't increase the awareness. There are lots of political issues for sure, but farming, isn't that health and having the right and access to good food, isn't that a political issue? It ought to be if it isn't. At 14 past the hour, this is the American Family Farmer with a focus on how to lose weight. Going into the winter months, maybe some of you bulk up a little bit because you got to work outside, especially dairy people, and a little extra weight, a little extra heft keeps you warmer. Well, there's good heft and there's bad heft. The bad heft is fat. The good heft is muscle. Bad heft you can get rid of with Calitrin, because it uses collagen, which produces the good heft, that is the muscle, the healthy, lean muscle mass. That, with the weight loss, makes you much healthier, much more likely to withstand the horrors, the rigors of the cold winter in the northern part of the country. This is a product that's been around for 30 years, family company. Calitrin's main ingredient, as I say, is collagen, which is your body's number one way to produce the proteins it needs to develop muscle. A little extra weight, work it off, get rid of the weight, because when you exercise, the fat goes away, burns off a lot faster, and that's what creates the muscle. It all makes so much sense. Check it out on the web. Go to toploss.com and actually order Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin, at toploss.com, and use the code DJV at 10% off. The bottles that you buy, if you buy more than three, you get a fourth one free. Top weightloss.com. Get ready for the winter. Lose the fat, gain the muscle. Have a great winter. I want to wash myself out, my mouth out with soap, saying winter, but that's what we want you to prepare for. Lose the bad weight, get that muscle. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
That's the sound of a bionic vest on the assembly line. We all know that working on an automotive assembly line can be very hard work, and the workers on the high line, where the cars move above the worker, have to raise and lower their arms thousands of times every shift, sometimes holding heavy tools. But now Ford has initiated a project using the ExoVest, an electronic bionic vest, powered by springs as the worker raises their arms. But unlike the bionic man, the ExoVest doesn't give the worker superhuman strength, only providing an additional 10 to 15 pounds of lift. But for those on the assembly line, it makes work a lot less physically demanding. At over $7,000 per exosuit, the price isn't cheap, but as with all technology, the price drops over time. Check it out at exobionics.com. That's ExoBionics.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the 15 years or so since the human genome was first sequenced, we've learned a lot. That includes the role our genes play in cancer.
Some cancers are primarily caused by environmental toxins. Could be melanoma from UV radiation. Could be lung cancer from smoking. Other cancers are kept in check by genes which prevent cancers from forming.
And when those genes are broken due to hereditary traits, Dr. Douglas Riegert says patients are at increased risk for cancer. Genetic testing can help unravel that risk.
In the past, people were primarily being tested for knowing their own risk and then their children's risk. It didn't change their immediate cancer treatment. But for both breast and ovarian and now colon, if you have one of these hereditary traits, you receive a different, more effective chemotherapy than if you didn't.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Time now on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen to focus on a book called Keep the Cows. The lady who's written the book is Lucille Benoit. She's here with us. Why are you writing a novel about cows?
Good morning, Doug. And first of all, thank you for letting me talk about why I would write a book about cows.
There's very little things in my life that are closer to me, Lucille, than cows. As maybe my producers told you, I've been raising Jersey heifers. I've been around cows all my life. So you'll find a willing and open heart and an open mind here.
Yeah. Well, I definitely wrote it for the love of cows, especially Jerseys. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They are the queens of bovine, I believe. Can I just quickly interject? Keep the Cows is the website that I'm developing to kind of, I'd like to, you know, kind of like rally all the cow lovers to that website for educational purposes, you know, informative purposes, just for strength in numbers. The book is actually a different name, and I'm going to say it as it's been spoken by farmers for at least hundreds of years. And the book is called Gumbos, Gumbos.
Gumbos, Gumbos.
You're a farmer.
Gumbos. That's it. That's better.
That's the actual title of the book.
Is it? How did I miss that? I don't know. I'm looking at all this other stuff. Come, but maybe the people, the way you spell it, C-O-M-E. Comma boss, come boss, come boss. That's how I say it. I'll tell you a quick story. I have a great friend named Uri Geller, whom you may well know. He's known internationally as the Spoonbender, but he's a motivational speaker, and he had a home in England for a long time. And when I visited him, we used to walk behind his next door neighbor, which was a big Holstein dairy farm, and cows on the top of the hill. He says, "You can't call the cows and make them come. You're telling me a phony baloney stuff." So I stood at the bottom of the hill and I yelled, "Come, boss! Come, boss!" And 100 cows charged down the field. He couldn't believe it. So, great title for the book. More on that coming up on the American Family Farmer.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer.
Here's to the farmer. 23, almost 24 after. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Lucille Benoit, author of... Every time I do this, I'm going to actually do the call, Lucille, because it's only appropriate, even though Kara Schillen, who's the producer online in the main studio, when she says to me just a minute ago, every time you mention a book, do you have to yell it out? And the answer is, yes, Combos! That's the name of the book.
Very well said. Very well said, Doug. I can hear the farmer in you.
That's it. I listen, I've been calling those cows since I was about 4 years old, so I got it. So anyway, let's get back. This is a novel. This is not, there's no factor, is there? Tell me about you, first of all. I don't know, are you a farm kid?
I did not have the pleasure of being on the farm since I was four. I met my first cow. I was about 25 years old, and I was looking for good food. Now, this goes back into the days before the current, you know, foodie movement, but I was a foodie way back, and we wanted...
They call it the locavore, Lucy. Locavore. They call it the locavore movement, yes.
Right. Well, I was a locavore back in... quite a bit.
A long time ago.
And we wanted good raw milk to basically have to drink and to mm-hmm. bake with and to, you know, add to our diet. So we went to a Jersey farm, and we were able to buy local raw milk. And
you knew my producer told you that I used to sell raw milk on my farm. In right. Framingham, Massachusetts. She told you that probably, right?
Yes, I've been to that beautiful farm of yours.
You have been?
I have. That's.
Oh, I didn't know that you've been to my farm. Really?
Yes. It's a pleasure to come back on Sunday to your festival, and I just love being on the
farm. Are you coming to the farm this weekend? The 14th is another event at the farm. It's Eastleigh Farm, by the way, for those who look around trying to figure out whether I really have it or I don't. Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleighFarm.com. So are you coming this weekend to that event?
I am. I'm going to be a vendor at the event.
Are you?
Signing and selling the book, yes.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, so we'll have some time then to have some fun. All right, so let's keep going with the reason behind you writing this novel.
So quite a few years ago. We were raw milk advocates, bought milk at a Jersey farm, and that farmer was a single woman whose husband had died, and she was injured. So the people who were buying from her rallied and sort of tried to help her save the farm, and we started milking her cows. And
where was this?
It was in Gloucester, Rhode Island.
Okay, I know that. It's down the coast.
Ruth Mann was her name. She was well known as a feisty little woman. I believe she was probably close to 70 when she was still operating this farm, and we were buying milk from her. Fast forward, I continued to work at dairy farms through 2015, and I was working at that point in Connecticut at a raw milk dairy again. I'm kind of stuck on raw Jersey milk.
Are you the milker? Are you milking?
So, yes, I call myself a dairy maid, yes, and I've never had the pleasure of owning the farm or having the responsibility and the, you know, the challenges. I've only had the joy. I've only been able to enjoy the cows and go home at the end of the day.
Well, the lady who I had for, I milked cows at the farm that you're going to be on this Sunday. When I was a kid, I worked on the farm. They had Guernseys then, but I had Jerseys and sold raw milk for 17 years. And the lady who milked the cows for at least 10 or 12 of those years was, as you sort of described, her name was Cindy. She was as crazy as you could possibly imagine. But she loved, loved, loved those cows. And she took very good care of them until she died. She was a character. And I think that's what it takes. Most people describe a lady who is a dairy maid as being very unique, let's put it that way. And Lucille sounds like she is. Lucille Benoit with us here on the American Family Farmer.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
M101318. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, passing over the Florida Panhandle and South Georgia, is gradually weakening and turning into a tropical storm. Michael was a Category 4 when it made landfall and left behind a lot of damage. At least one person has died, and hundreds of thousands of people are now without power. Governor Rick Scott.
Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen, and one of the worst power storms to ever make landfall in the United States.
It was rescues and neighbor helping neighbor in hard-hit areas.
Meteorologist Tom Sater was tracking the storm.
It heads toward Augusta by 2 in the morning, almost as the crow flies. Columbia, South Carolina, about 8, 9 in the morning, and then Fayetteville and Raleigh. That line, and a little bit eastward, could lose trees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, play by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Yeah.
Doug Steffen here with Lucille Benoit, the author of Combos, story, a novel about cows, dairy farms, set in southern New England, following an accident to an old farmer. So was that the lady you were talking about a few minutes ago? Is she the inspiration for that person in the book?
So, all kinds of aspects of her character are present in my book. It is fictionalized, but definitely based on facts. I've seen a number of injuries to farmers, so I won't specifically say that, you know, what happened to her is what happens to my character, Jerry Duggan. But it's a very likely and typical occupational hazard that kind of puts him out of commission.
Well, farming, let's make no bones about the dangers involved in farming. I've been on tractors and around cows, and you have too, all of our lives. And the cows can be, even though gentle and kind, they can be in situations where they can be dangerous, or there's danger not because of them, but in situations they may be put in, there's danger. And there also are certain silly things. Like when I was a kid putting cows in the barn, I remember when I was probably 8 years old, I was putting the cows in the barn, and one cow wouldn't go into her stanchion, so I whacked her across the back and broke my four fingers. The cow didn't even know. Well, we've all had I've thrown my shoulder out, hurt my back, that kind of stuff. Some people are a lot further along in terms of injuries. It's dangerous business. And it is something that a lot of people discount. They don't understand. The problem, the real problem here, Lucille, is that people don't understand anymore because we don't have a farm connection. We don't have people growing up on the farm. When I was a kid, even though I was unusual, I still live in the town where I grew up, and I own a farm that I worked on as a kid. But I didn't have friends on the farm. The friends were my cows. I didn't have friends as a kid because I was in an area where most of the kids went to private school. I went to public school, and people made fun of me because of what I did and how I spent my time. I didn't play sports. I went home and milked the cows. And so that there's a stigma attached with that, and more so today even. I see it when I drive up and down the road, even though I'm in an area where it's a narrow country road thing, driving on the tractors at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and somebody tries to pass me, gives me the finger, yells, makes fun of me. The kids are just stupid about it. I mean, all of those things. The picture of the farm today is a far cry from when we were kids. And so this is a romantic way, I guess, the book, to get us back to that, or is it deeper than that? I mean, there is romance on the farm, no question about it, but what else do we get out of reading this book, Come Boss? Notice that. Okay. Come Boss! All right, there
we go. Well, Doug, I think I was asked if it's a sad book or is it a happy book, and I said it's both. Because dairy farms are both, and it doesn't hold back in a sense. It's going to tell you the good and the bad, and so you already know what that's going to involve. It's going to involve heartache, and it's going to involve incredible joy, incredibly wonderful moments when you're there, and you say, "This is why I do this." Mm-hmm. I actually dedicated this book to my favorite cow, and I don't know if when you were a kid or if when you were older, even
Peaches.
When you were. Yeah,
Peaches.
Mine is BB.
Peaches was mine. There's a people make. I had some business people in my house yesterday, and I have business meetings in my living room. So these people come in, and they look around the living room, and there's pictures of my children, and there's pictures of the family. And over the mantle is a picture of Peaches. So this guy looks at me, and he's got a wry smile, and he says, "Most every house I go into, including my own, has pictures over the mantle of the family or somebody that you loved." And I said, "I love that cow. That cow started it all for me in terms of milking herd. She was my favorite cow as an adult." So she's there. And by the way, Lucille, I've never slaughtered any cows. I don't slaughter the animals now. I raise heifers that go to a farm in Pennsylvania. But when I was milking, we'd have, when the cows would die, we'd just bury them, get sick and infirmed, and I'd put them to sleep. I remember holding, this was in February of 2013, I think it was, cold, horrible winter day. And Peaches was sick and she was dying, so I got the vet to come and bring the stuff to put her to sleep. And I put the last thing in her vein myself and held her head when she died. And I remember bringing her outside and digging a hole right next to the swimming pool. Right next to the house and burying her, and she's still there. I sold the house, but she's still buried there. And she was an amazing cow, and I've had lots of cows who've died on the farm or put them to sleep. I just can't bring myself to slaughter them.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think what you're touching on, between you and I, we've discovered you can love a cow as much as any pet dog or cat that you love.
My cows, if they could get through the back door, they'd follow me. The ones we treat them like pets. Not everybody. This is not practical. I mean, come on. For the average guy who's got a dairy farm, especially today, in order to make it, you got to have 300, 400, 500 cows. And some of these awful big agro dairies have 5, 6, 7, 8,000, 10,000 cows. They don't know anything about the cow. They're just a machine. But for me and for us, everybody had a name. They were all raised by women who would lead them around, so they were like dogs. They were not afraid of anything. And yeah, the ones that were my pets that knew me well, they would follow me if they could into the house. And so that's the difference. And yeah, is it a romanticized version of reality? Yeah. But there's no reason that that kind of stuff can't exist in some way, shape, or form. And I think that's kind of what you're pointing out here, isn't it?
Yeah. If I hadn't loved BB as much as you loved Peaches, this book would have never happened. What happened with BB, like Peaches, she got a disease. I thought she was destined for a very horrible death. And I didn't own her. And I ran away. I didn't want to watch her die.
Really?
And when I got home, I decided to immortalize her, the farmers, the lifestyle, the love of animals in the book, not realizing she had a false positive for this disease, and she is still alive today. And
really? Where is she?
And I only found she lives at Baldwin Brook Farm in Canterbury, Connecticut, and she is still alive and well. And just like Peaches, she's the daughter of, like, the matriarch. She is of the best bloodline. She is sort of the queen of the herd. And so it was, you know, going to be such a loss to have her taken by this disease called Yoni's. I'm not sure if you've
Yoni's,
run into it in your...
Yeah, I have run into it. Not often, but I have run into it, yeah. Yep,
so
not, it's a, and it's destructive. It's the end of the cow. They get Yoni's, it's the end of the cow. Yep.
It is, and it's very sad to watch. So BB, my love of BB is the reason that this book got written at all. I could not let her die in vain, so to speak, without some, you know, concrete putting it into words. What it feels like to know these cows, to work with them. Like I said, the heartache and the love and the joy that comes with doing it.
Yeah.
And she's still alive.
Yeah, it's a fabulous thing. It's a, you know, we all think about our dogs. Maybe you got a pet, a cat or some animal that's close to you. Identify with that and then think about us with our cows. And then you have the theme for the book. So this is aimed at keeping the cows. I want to talk to you in a few moments about some of the other things, though, even though we are dairy for the most part. But there's a need for some consumer education that I would like to talk to you about and bring into the fold as we continue our conversation here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Life Change Tea is on my mind and on the plate and on the docket for discussion at the moment. A lot of people who work on the farm eat well. Sometimes it's stuff that's grown on the farm, and there is a chance that if you're eating your own stuff that you grew well, you don't have the problem that a lot of people who don't eat the food that you do, don't eat the food from your farm, they develop IBS, which is inflammatory bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. All these things are on the rise in our country, as well as in other developed countries, because of the food, the leaky gut syndrome. Major, major problem for so many people. One of the most profound ways and the easiest way to handle that problem, to get rid of the stuff that's in your gut, in your colon, is the product Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea will do just that. It's a proprietary herbal all-natural blend of teas grown in our country, not in Asia or other places, grown right here. And the bottom line is that because the food is so different now, you need something to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria. Get it now at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it free from GetTheTea.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
All right, so last crack at the book, Come Boss, and the way to keep the cows in our focus, Lucille Benoit. The book's available, what, on Amazon, most every place? I know you have a website, keepthecows.com. That's keepthecows.com. Is that the best way to get the book?
Yeah, it is available as a Kindle download and an iPad form, and it's available on Amazon. I published with a Stillwater River Publishing, and it's also available through the publisher. And like I said, I will be there Sunday at Eastleigh Farm.
Be cool. All right, so one of the things that I want to focus on, I always try to do this, is animal welfare. There are perceptions about welfare on the farm, and then there is reality. I think in many instances, there's a whole lot of difference. Sometimes we get, because the news media is so exaggerated with its presentation on things, we see some farms that are mismanaged, and they do take advantage of the animals. But I think by far on the family farms that are dairy farms, it's an important issue. And we are very conscious of it, not because somebody tells us to be, but because that's the way we are. It's not like you're going to have some government goon standing over your shoulder saying, oh, you got to be like this and you got to be like that. No. Are there some irresponsible farmers? Yes, there are. But for the most part, that's not it. And consumers kind of want to know that because it affects the quality of the dairy product, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And like you say, you don't have to tell us what the cows need. As dairy farmers or people who work with the cows are telling us. If you are working with a herd, it's like you have communication, almost a mental telepathy. I remember so many times being in a taking care of like the young stock and the calves, and they would just give you the look, and they're looking at a water bucket. And when you go over, you notice it's all slimy, it's dirty. She's telling you, hey, that water needs changing.
Right.
The hay's getting moldy. She doesn't tell me in a language, but boy, you know, all you have to do is really be a farmer that cares about your animals, and they speak to you about what they need. And they are also they're our partners, and they're in a partnership that they know they're getting a warm barn, they're getting that nice baled dry hay in the middle of the winter, and we're getting their milk, and they've entered into that partnership knowingly and willingly.
We just have to do something about it. There's only like a few more than, I think, 103, 104 dairies. When I was a kid, there were 400 in Massachusetts. Same thing's happening all over New England, Northeast, all around the country. Family farms doing dairy are going out because of Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, the Sweezer family. They're the blaggards in all of this. And in the meantime, let's keep the faith and buy a copy of Combos. Thank you for being here. Nice to have you, Lucille.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time for Doug Steffen's comments on the American family farmer, and I have two things on my mind. One of them, the state of farming in China and how that impacts us, and some thoughts that I have about how the United States may benefit, in fact, from what's going on in China as far as the farms there are concerned. And then somebody presented me with a picture, and actually a promotional piece, for a self-driving tractor. And you can kind of imagine, if you've been listening to me with any regularity, where I'm going to come down on that, and you can find out right after this.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, so let's focus on a couple of things. I'm distracted a little bit because I just saw a headline suggesting that the Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, is telling farmers and people in the industry and the folks that do trade publications that the farmers may not get as much money as first estimated in that $12 billion relief package that was supposed to be part of the farm bill, which is still being ironed out. It's pathetic. It is. It really is pathetic what these bums have done to allow the state of the American family farmer to fall off into and to lapse. These lying, cheating, not all of them, but the people who are getting paid off in terms of campaign contributions from the huge agribusinesses, whether it's DFA, whether it's the folks at Cargill or ADM, Monsanto, the usual culprits that are trying to get half of the money that was set aside, $6.34 billion of the 12, they're trying to get for themselves. And they don't need one penny of it, never mind billions, but they're trying to screw more of the American family farmers. I'm getting off on a toot here because I just saw this, so I'm making it the focus of part of my commentary. How dare they? How dare they do that to you? How dare they do that to us? How dare they do that to the American consumer? How dare they? They dare do it because they can. They've gotten away with it for years. And so now, in the face of perhaps the most difficult time since either the recession or you go back to the depression in the 20s, the Dust Bowl when farms were eliminated by the thousands, the tens of thousands, we're seeing that happen now just because of the impact of imports. The good thing when it comes to imports from China is that much of what they're doing in China is kind of, in a sense, what has happened here, but not recently. You are familiar, perhaps, with the term feudalism. If you don't know what feudalism is, it's somebody owning land and other people working it, and they pay for the use of the land by giving some of the produce, the products that are grown on the land, to the landlord. And that's going on more and more. I was reading the story of a farmer who's rented out a number of small plots to other farmers. And farmers over there are people that are just growing basically to feed their own families. And he makes his income annually is $500 a year. This is a Chinese farmer considered successful. Rental income is $500 a year. Lives in a nice home. His children have moved to the city. And so he's doing something, but what's happening is that they are forcing on the Chinese market an awareness of what farms actually do and grow, and they have the same problem over there. Not a lot of people staying on the farms except in certain parts of rural areas of China where there isn't really even any government. It's such a vast country. Part of the trade discussion is to get more agricultural products. So in a backhanded way, what's going on the small farms with the small farmers in China and the fact that they aren't succeeding will help us be able to move some of our goods over there instead of the way the trend has been. A lot of their cheap crap has been coming here. Let's cross our fingers and hope that's the case. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.